The 2002 winter meeting of the National Governors Association concludes today here in Washington. Topics of the meeting included development of a homeland security strategy and ways to improve the nation's public health system, education, and welfare. Joining me in the studio this morning are Governor Paul Patton of Kentucky, a Democrat, and Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a Republican. Good morning to you both, and thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you, Lynn.
Well, during your meeting, you heard from Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge about security issues. How is the federal government trying to help state and local governments with this difficult problem? Governor Huckabee.
First of all, I think one of the things that gives all of us a lot of comfort is that one of our colleagues, Governor Tom Ridge, is in this position because he understands that the nature of the job of being a governor, being the chief executive officer of a state, and being responsible really for what happens within our borders. And he's been great to not only understand and come from that frame of reference, but also to recognize that as we really create a structure for homeland security, it has to be structured in such a way that it goes from the federal to the state to the county to the local governments, just as we do FEMA and disaster relief now. And I think the manner in which this is being carried out is exactly the right approach.
Governor Patton, is there more that the federal government could be doing for the states on this issue?
The governors are generally pleased that the president has recommended increased resources for this very, very difficult task. So the reaction that I heard from the governors was appreciation of the partnership that the president is trying to establish between all three levels of government, and the fact that he recognizes that this will require resources that state and local governments just don't have and that they need help with. So America will be safer because of this effort.
Can this be a shared financial responsibility? I mean, the federal government is going to be paying for the bulk of these security measures. Is that right?
Well, of course, local governments, state governments have long been responsible for the day-to-day security in this country, and local and state governments have already increased their investment in protecting the general welfare of the people. But the help from the federal government will allow us to do a more complete job.
Today, President Bush is expected to unveil a welfare proposal that's aimed at getting more welfare recipients into education and training programs. Governor Huckabee, does this idea have the support of most governors?
I think it has bipartisan support because essentially what the president is probably going to outline today, and he kind of previewed it for us yesterday in a meeting at the White House, he will keep the funding levels for the TANF supplemental grants, which is very important to the states. We've moved the easy-to-move clients off of welfare, but the tough task is really the one ahead. And he recognizes that this is no time to cut that funding back to the states. Welfare reform has worked. Governors and across the country, Democrat and Republican, have made it work, and it's worked very effectively. And he wants to continue that, and I think the other component is going to be a very strong work-first component, which I don't think anyone has problems with. Again, I didn't detect any political differences as it relates to that, and I talked to a number of Democrat governors, and I think there's going to be general comfort with this.
Now, the deadline for welfare recipients to get off of welfare and to be working are coming up in a number of states. I know it varies from state to state, but Governor Patton, is that a concern for
Well, of course, up to 20% of the clients can be exempted from that deadline, and quite frankly, we in Kentucky have not found that to be a particular problem. We have had some individuals that have come up against the deadline, but we believe that they either have other means of support or they feel like they can get other means of support. So we have not found that to be a particular problem in Kentucky. Again, if a person just absolutely does not have the ability to assimilate into the workforce, there are some exemptions that can be utilized.
But governors are calling for some relaxation of the welfare-to-work requirements in the 1996 welfare reform package. Is that right?
Well, governors will generally like to have more flexibility, the general overall direction on what is it you want to accomplish, and then give us the flexibility to utilize whatever works best in our particular state. So while governors are generally satisfied with welfare reform because to a great extent it was a state responsibility, they would always like to have a little bit more flexibility.
Is that true of Republican governors as well?
Oh, I think so. The idea is that we don't mind the accountability. In fact, I think it's very appropriate that Congress would put clear and very even rigid accountability, because this money shouldn't just be spent unless we can show how it's spent to get people off of welfare and get them into meaningful jobs.
Governor Patton, you expressed concern on another issue regarding health care. You expressed concern about the cost of Medicaid for states, and Medicaid is a program that provides health care for the poor. What kinds of changes are the governors looking for in terms of that, and what are the problems there for the states?
Medicaid, I think, is a crisis for virtually every state. Limited state revenues with increased dependency on Medicaid, increased health care costs, are stretching every state's budget to the point that we just simply can't do it. One of the things that's happening is that older citizens, normally expected to be cared for with Medicare, which is a 100% federally funded program, are being moved into Medicaid, which is a program which states bear up to 50% of the cost of. So one of the things we would like to see is that elderly citizens over 65 be cared for by the Medicare program and leave the poor people, which is what the states have traditionally taken care of, with the states.
I think I read that something like 2/3 of nursing homes are patients are paid for with Medicaid at this point. I mean, are you saying, I'm not sure I have that correct, but a very high number of people in nursing homes use Medicaid.
That's generally correct.
And would that be taken over by Medicare?
Well, this whole area of when you have a dual eligible person, they're both poor and they're over 65. Right now, Medicaid is taking that cost. Medicare is not participating. So that's one of the areas that the governors would like to see addressed.
Governor Huckabee?
Well, Medicaid has actually become larger than Medicare. You tend to think that Medicare is this huge program, but Medicaid actually is far more costly by billions of dollars. I've called Medicaid the bobsled of government spending, in that once you push it off the track, it's going to pick up speed. It's hopelessly steering down the track almost out of control, and you can't back it up and you can't stop it. And two things have really, I think, accelerated the Medicaid crisis. One is that many governors, both Democrat and Republican, have sought to be creative in meeting needs of their people. And in doing that, we end up getting penalized, because if we do optional programs in Medicaid, then they end up becoming entitlements. The federal government, our courts, make them mandatory. And the second thing driving it is that many of the providers have realized the profitability in these Medicaid programs, and so they build in huge amounts of clients who then become almost impossible to get to change any aspect of the program. And the costs are simply going way out of control, particularly at a time when state revenues are in a decline and Medicaid expenses are generally up, I know in our state, about 28% this last year alone.
How united are the governors on this issue in terms of the solutions needed?
My perception is that governors are very united. I think this is typically true of governors. There are occasional differences from time to time, but governors really are not ideologues. Most of us have to be pragmatists. We have to solve problems. We can't afford to be overly philosophical and theoretical, because we're dealing with fixing roads and helping sick people to be well, the very practical things, and these are the folks we face every day. So I think, unlike the Congress, which tends to divide up along party lines, we tend to be a pretty tight fraternity and a unique group. I guess I should say sorority, too. We have several female members.
All right. Thanks to both of you for joining us here this morning.
Thanks, Liv.
Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and Kentucky Governor Paul Patton.